Chazal, in many places, Chazal, in many places, talk about how in the history of the Jews, there were four Goliaths. Golos Bavel, Golos Paros Umagai, Golos Yavon, and then finally Golos Edom, which began with the Romans and continues until Mashiach is going to come, until the third Beis Hamikdash. The story of Purim happened during the second Golos, which was the Golos of Paros Umagai. Ahasuerus was a Persian king. He had inherited the throne from Darius, who had inherited from King Cyrus, Koresh, Dayavish. He was a Persian king, and the 14 or so years, the 14 or so years that he was king was all part of the Tkufa of Golos Paros Umagai. I just thought it's interesting. If you think about Golos Paros Umagai, number one, it was the shortest of all Golos. Golos Bavel was 70 years. Which we know the Sukkim talk about, which was short. But Golos Paros Umagai was even shorter. It was only 54 years. So the Ganze Golos was 54 years. And if you think about what happened during those 54 years, so there are two significant things that happened during those 54 years. Number one, the story of Purim. Number two, the second Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt.
Started.
At the beginning of the 54 years, Koresh gave the Yidden permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It was halted because of Achashverosh, who was lobbied by Haman's 10 sons. He lobbied them to stop building the Beis HaMikdash. So everything was put on hold. And then 18 years after they had begun building it originally, Daryavish, who was the son of Esther and Achashverosh, gave the Yidden permission again to build the Beis HaMikdash. And then finally they rebuilt it. And then they had the second Beis HaMikdash, which stood for 420 years. Now, when you think about the story of building the Beis HaMikdash, that was a good thing. Where would the Golos have been? The story of Purim. When you think about it, nothing really bad happened from the Purim story. The whole Purim story was a scare. The whole thing blew over. There was a Gzeira. It could have been really bad. It could have been very bad. But ultimately, the whole story was everything ended up being very good. The Jews ended up having Esther, who was one of theirs, become the queen. Through her, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Nothing bad happened. Bavel destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Yavon was a terrible churban, the Hanukkah story, and the hashpah that Yavon had was ultimately what led to the second Beis HaMikdash. The Romans destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. The fourth Golos continued for 2,000 years, whether it was the Crusades or the Spanish Inquisition or the Holocaust. Their imprint, the damage that they did, has been very well documented. But Paros Umagai, nothing bad happened. What happened? There was a terrible story where the king, Achashverosh, and Haman, and they wanted to do very bad things, and the whole
they
thing
weren't
blew
even
over.
Successful.
They weren't even successful. To the contrary, good right. Came from it at the end. V'nahapachu la'yehudim. La'yehudim ha'yisa oira v'simcha v'sasa v'yikar. It ended up being phenomenal. What exactly was the Golos? But I think the teretz is, the Golos was the skier. And I think it's something that everybody can relate to. In life, very often, people go through experiences where nothing bad happens, but they have a skier. Whether it's a medical skier, they're waiting to hear medical results about something, or whether it's a business, they think maybe something really bad is going to happen, then ultimately it blows over and nothing bad really happens. Or maybe somebody's being sued and he has some litigation that he's dealing with, and Khalifa, or an investigation, and if everything goes bad, then it could be terrible. And very often it doesn't go bad. And often people walk out unscathed and they escape. And Baruch Hashem, the test came back, it was negative. Gevaldik, wonderful. But the process itself of living through those weeks of agony and anxiety and years sometimes, and sometimes there are fees associated with it, that in itself is a Golos. That in itself could be a makkah, could be horrible. People are constantly living in fear of something bad may be happening, and even when ultimately nothing bad really happens, but in hindsight, it was still a difficult time, and in hindsight, it was still a Golos in itself. I think the story of Golos, Paros Umagai, is a story where Klal Yisrael was spooked, they were scared, nothing bad happened, but that in itself, that they were scared and they lived through a tufa where they thought that they may be annihilated, that in itself was the Golos of Paros Umagai. And that's something that people live with. There's no question, it's very much a part of life. But I think if there's something positive you can take out of it, it's what ended up happening. What ended up happening was the Yidden did tshuva, and there was an opportunity, and not only did they get away from the potential damage, but to the contrary, the nahapachu la'yehudim. And la'yehudim ha'yisa oira, v'simcha, v'sasim v'ikar. And they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash. And they had Esther's son, Daryavash, a Yid, as the king of Persia. There was unbelievable good, unbelievable hatava that came about through the
Golas of Paras and Mada that they wouldn't have had otherwise. So the Golas of Skir is very unique. It's a Golas on the one hand, but at the same time, it's an opportunity. It was very little opportunity in the Holocaust. The Holocaust was bad. Anyway, look at it. 6 million Jews were killed. The Yidden were thrown out of Europe where they had lived for hundreds of years. They had to start all over again. They didn't start it all over again. But in it itself was Geferlach. Paras Umaday, nothing bad really happened. It was a skier, and the Yidden were able to overcome it, and as a result, use it as an opportunity to come out even stronger than they would have been. And I think that when people are faced in life with situations like that, I think the lesson to me, I think the precedence for it is the Purim story.
Don't worry.
It's Golos Paras Umaday. And Golos Paras Umaday is a Golos, but it's also an opportunity. And if you take advantage, you do what the Yidden did. They fasted and did the tshuva and they did everything right. Not only did they make it out, Hashem's giving them an opportunity. It's an opportunity to create a situation of an hapachu la Yidden.
That's
good.
Material for your next book.
Yeah. You suffer from anxiety and this fear and this...